By the end of the week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott plans to have hosted three roundtable discussions in response to last Friday's school shooting in the city of Santa Fe. Today's meeting will focus on gun regulation and mental health, and it will include representatives from the gun control group Texas Gun Sense and the Texas State Rifle Association, which is affiliated with the National Rifle Association. Yesterday's meeting looked at school and community safety. Mose Bouchel from member station KUT in Austin was there and has this report.
So I'm standing outside the Capitol, about to go inside and report on the roundtable. But before I do that, first I've got to go through a metal detector.
Everything out of your pockets, please.
These were installed in the Capitol in 2010 after a man fired off a gun on the front steps. No one was hurt, but it made lawmakers want to add security. Since the Santa Fe shooting, that's what many have talked about doing at schools. So Governor Abbott invited public safety and school officials to discuss it Tuesday.
Whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, whether you are pro-gun or believe in more gun regulations, the reality is that we all want guns out of the hands of those who would try to murder our children.
The governor gave an introduction to reporters, then we were ushered from the room. The meeting itself happened in private. The idea was that it would help participants speak freely so lawmakers could get the best information to create new safety policy. But there's something else at play here, says Mark Jones, a political scientist at Rice University. He says these roundtables allow Abbott and other state leaders to frame the gun debate in Texas.
It also is good from a PR perspective in that it looks good for the governor to be doing this, and it provides a catharsis for many people, allows them to voice their concerns and the problems they see.
One thing Jones does not expect to come out of the process is stricter gun control regulations. After about 2.5 hours, reporters were let back into the meeting room to hear from the governor about how it went.
What I want to do is to share with you some of the ideas that were generated today.
He listed about 20 different proposals, some you may have heard of, restricting access points into schools, more funding for a program that trains teachers to carry guns. Others seem new, statewide monitoring of student social media, mandating parental training to reduce school shootings, and programs to reward students for sharing information about potential shooters. One idea the governor said found near unanimous support was mental health threat assessments for students.
It is one way of identifying mental health challenges of students and helping respond to those mental health challenges. And
outside the meeting room, some who attended spoke to reporters. Democratic State Rep. Harold Dutton chairs the House Juvenile Justice and Family Issues Committee. He said the talk was productive.
I think this time they've got their attention. I think something's going to happen.
Though there were proposals that worried him. 5 years ago, state lawmakers stopped police from being able to ticket students in schools. In the meeting, someone proposed bringing that back. And, of course, the metal detectors came up. Michael Hinojosa is superintendent of the Dallas Independent School District.
We actually have metal detectors. More about vestibules, controlling your access. And if you have a controlled access, you can better monitor it. And we talked about that in there.
Today's meeting will focus on gun control and mental health. The final one, the governor says, will focus on the victims of gun violence. For Here and Now, I'm Mose Bouchel in Austin.